Into the Blender, episode 39.
Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
You're listening to Into the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week. Hey everybody, this is Viv.
And this is Chooch and... the bunker from the blizzard.
Yes, in the burrow, baby. We call this the burrow.
That's right. Oh, I'm going to upgrade. It's now a bunker. I guess it's not a bunker till the zombie apocalypse.
No, right? It's still a burrow.
Really? Even in the apocalypse?
It's not a snow apocalypse.
No, I mean, but when the zombies rise up, or the robots. I mean, it could go either way. But that happens, does the designation change to bunker?
We are not fortified for the zombie apocalypse, honey. We are going to be like little meerkats in a burrow. We are going to be the first to go. Biscuit and Kath are going to be laughing at us after the second day.
And they're fortified Walmart.
Yes, in the Target of doom that they have fortified with concrete glass walls and everything. They're going to be going, they were good friends, but they died the first day. We are not going to outlast the monkeys in the zoo.
And do you think we'll shamble that way and try to eat them?
Oh, that's my plan. I will overtake them, and I will use Biscuit's own brain straw against him.
The slurpy brain straw of doom.
I don't know if we can leave that in. Did we talk about the brain straw when we did our cons report?
Because they did it for the Blender cons when we bought them.
I was just thinking, is that like a completely off-topic reference? Okay.
It'd kind of be better if it would have been.
All right. Okay. But for those of you that don't know the whole zombie thing that we're talking about with the fortification and stuff, on Requiem of the Outcast podcast, which is done by friends of ours, Podcasting's Rich Secret and Christiana Ellis, of course, author extraordinaire that's done a million and one podcasts. They actually interviewed our friends Biscuit and Kath, and they talked about their zombie preparedness plans and their great debate that goes on in their relationship, and they have different plans. And Chooch and I laughingly discussed ours, which is just, we're going to lock the doors.
Fetal position.
We don't really have a plan. We were at the grocery store last week and kind of jokingly discussed, you know, going to the local Super Target because they've got my favorite groceries there. But it's about as far as we got, you know, other than locking the door, we wouldn't really do anything else. So we would be gone in the first wave.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm most definitely.
We've got a lot of blunt objects in the house.
Yeah, but, you know, there's very few. There's like one room without windows and it's full of crap and we never get around to emptying it. So we're going to be gone in the first wave.
Probably.
We are chum for the water,
if
man.
Not responsible.
So it was nice knowing you guys. Don't look for us afterwards. And on that note, Christmas is right around the corner. We're actually right now waiting for LT to arrive.
Yes.
It's Monday, December 21st. He was supposed to fly here Saturday, December 19th, when nature decided to poo all over us in the form of about, well, depending on which website I go to, it's between 14 and 19 inches of snow fell on our heads over a 24-hour period. So he wasn't able to fly that day. They closed down the airports the night before. Basically, as the first snowflake was hitting the ground, they had already closed the airport for the next day. So we weren't able to get him on a flight for Sunday. We were able to get him on a flight for today. His flight has landed as of his flight took off 6 minutes ago. So he'll be arriving here in about 5 hours. And I'm already irritating Chooch saying, when are you leaving for the airport? Because there's like crazy road conditions and it's taking people twice as long to get places. I'm already nagging him, y'all. Poor Chooch. But so LT will be here tonight. We've already got plans. The nephews are coming over. Mm-hmm. M is here. We're going to have Krusty Gamer LAN party with the nephew, the cousins all gathered together with junk food and LAN party and video games. It's going to be awesome because they haven't gotten to see each other since August, and that was just for a day or two. And so they're long overdue for some crunchy gaming. So it'll be a lot of fun. We've missed our boy. So our holiday plans are LT gets here, and then we're going to my dad's on Christmas Day, and we're going to do our bacon cheeseburger tradition. Mm-hmm. I am happy to say that I get to remain pork free and still continue the family tradition because I got my bacon salt, my vegan bacon salt. Yeah. So I get to have my bacon flavored cheeseburger. And it's just going to be a lot of playtime and fun and goofing off with the kids. It's going to be awesome. Prezzies and junk food and all that stuff. Cheeseburgers, that's all chew. Just like, I'm going to eat cheesecake and cheeseburgers.
I was going to say.
Chunos and cookies.
Not just the burgers, but I mean, you've been baking cheesecakes for a week now, and they've been taunting from the freezer.
They're really the only thing that I will bake in advance. Nothing else keeps like the cheesecakes, because I can wrap them up a special way, and they go in the freezer, and they taste just as delicious as if I baked them the day before. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't bake a cheesecake the same day you're going to eat it. It just doesn't work. Yeah. But everything else, I think, has a stale flavor if you bake it a week in advance. So I have to do the 2 days before Christmas crunch on cookies and stuff. So that'll be fun. The house will smell like awesome. So, but this has been a stressful year because I haven't really, the boys have been really hard to buy for this year. This has been the hardest shopping year for them because they've been like, I don't know, you know, so we're still struggling with Christmas presents with them. And then the storm hit and we're trapped in the house, and stuff that we have ordered for them from Amazon, we don't know for sure that it's going to come because of the storm. It's very exciting, guys. It's a nail-biting year. Great. So, and then, what are you looking forward to about this holiday time, honey? We got Jay's stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
Without a hitch. I think we are just golden with Jay's Christmas.
I think that's the first time that we've had ample shipping time. Mm-hmm. It'll get there tomorrow.
Yeah. This time we didn't pay half again for shipping what we paid for his gift.
And presumably the gifts will go under the tree. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the box will go under the tree. Because mm-hmm. for his birth, that's right. For his birthday, stuff got there, I guess it was just a couple days early as mm-hmm. well. And they just went ahead and opened it and happy birthday.
Yeah. So this year it's not going early. This year's not going early. I feel pretty sure it's going to be, ours is going to be a centerpiece gift because her gift is playing off of ours.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
She was debating the order.
Yeah. Well, I can.
You know, whenever you get the chance to taunt the children. And
yeah, I know.
Make them go, what?
But yeah. Well, okay. So we have been wanting to get Jay a Wii. And mm-hmm. the last 2 years, she didn't want to have him sitting around the house playing video games all the time. So she was like, no, I'd really rather not. Really rather not.
They've got other games.
They've got other games. And she didn't want to encourage that, which I can totally understand, y'all. I'm really wishing I had gone that route. But
and have another platform to buy stuff for.
So we brought it up again because, you know, they've got the Wii Fit. They've got all the games that get you up and moving. And we said, you know, Cheech and I talked about it and we're like, well, it's just, there's really so much to it. And it's so mm-hmm. fun for his age. And he's got a little sister and they've got so many games that she would love to. And so we had both been like, oh, come on, one more try. And she said, well, you know, we found out that he could play his other games from the previous platforms.
The GameCube games, work on it.
And so she was getting excited about it. And so we pounced.
Yeah. And she'd been thinking about buying him the new Rock Band.
Yeah. So we got him the Wii and she was getting him, was it the Beatles version? Or did she say?
She didn't say. I think it was just the big Rock Band kit without everything.
So anyways, it's a big cooperative gift for him this year that he's going to just go crazy for.
And that's always the debate. So if you give him the Rock Band first, then he's going to go, but oh, I don't have a Wii. We'll have to exchange it for the PS2 version.
Yeah. And then he'll open the way. Yeah. So either way, he's going to be a really happy kid. So we're just really excited. So, and sent along the usual goodies for her and for his little sister, too. So that's going to be cool. I can't wait to get that phone call with all the music in the background. It'll be cool. Mm. But we're still, this is really the hardest year for M and LT because both of them are like, I don't know. And well, LT's been pushing for an Xbox.
I didn't know if you want to talk about the other
LT's
game
been pushing for
debacle.
An Xbox, and he turns 13 in January. And I just think that the games that they have for the Xbox are all mature themed. And yeah. I don't think there's enough games there for his age group. And I don't want to have him run out of games that he can play on it and then be frustrated. Plus, my ex has a lot of little kids in the house, and I know it's not my house, it's none of my business, but I'm concerned about the games that they're exposed to. I know I worry too much, you guys, but it's none of my business. I know, but
the whole point of the Xbox is first person shooter games.
Yeah,
I mean that's what everybody plays.
Yeah,
look at the whole Modern Warfare release, the biggest entertainment release of all time, war, blood, gore.
Yeah,
that's what an Xbox is for.
And I can't tell my ex not to buy it for him. I don't have control over that. That's not my house. But I don't have to buy it for him.
Yeah.
And I won't buy it for him. So I've been trying to steer him towards the PS3 because, y'all, Blu-ray. What the heck? Blu-ray. I mean, or why are we even talking about this? To me, it was like the old discussion between Xbox and PS2. DVD player. Yeah. You know, it's one console.
You know, when the whole high-def Blu-ray thing started and people were saying, well, you know, it's not taken off because there's not as big of a jump from DVD to Blu-ray. A lot of people said, well, from VHS to DVD, there were so many advances.
Mm-hmm.
Random access, being able to go to any point you want. The video quality was so much worse. So there's not as big of a leap from DVD to Blu-ray. But after having lived with one for the last it's a huge difference. When I watch regular DVDs now, I'm sad.
It's like,
it is a huge difference when you get used to it.
Yeah, it really is. And I was talking to my ex about it, and I said, you know, he's pushing this Xbox. I got a real problem. I'm not buying one for him. I said, the PS3, I said, I don't understand his hesitance towards it because it's got a Blu-ray. And he's like, what? My ex didn't even know. And he says, well, I'm going to have to steer him towards the Blu-ray. Because, you know, it's like in his mind, he's like, well, gosh, I just might get a Blu-ray in my house. I'm going to push him there. So, it's one of those things, like, I don't think a lot of people realize that. And I'm like, yeah, and it's not just a Blu-ray. It's considered a high-end Blu-ray in that sucker. Yeah. So
I think it's still considered the best one on the market.
Yeah, I think our saving grace has been that he then broke his cell phone.
Right.
So, Merry Christmas, clumsy.
That was a shocker. I don't know if you want to get into the whole.
Oh, not really.
No.
Just disappointment in the insurance on the cell phone plan between what we had with Verizon and what we have with T-Mobile. I think that's suffice to say.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
$50 deductible with Verizon. And with T-Mobile, it's the
cost of a new phone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Merry Christmas.
Right.
So, problem solved. He's going to be really upset because he thought, oh, I need a new phone. Yeah. This one's broken. I'm like,
he thought, oh, they'll just replace it.
Yeah.
Like, T-Mobile they'll just swap it out.
Like, no. It's broken. So we can just go to T-Mobile and get another one. Like, I'm like, well, you got the money for it? So, yeah, that was a nasty surprise. But it's a lesson learned for a, almost 13-year-old that you don't just get to go and take the one that you broke when you dove into the big giant dirt pile behind someone's house. If you take one of those fancy 2008 Sidekicks that we got really cheap because it was a new plan. We got the 2-year contract, and it's like a $300-something phone. So, yeah, and it's just going to be a lot of chilling. We don't have a lot of stuff planned, just some family time. He wants to spend time with friends of his from school that he hasn't seen since the end of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that we would be able to get with some of our friends that, that he enjoys spending time with. But since we lost a weekend, I don't think that we're going to be able to put anything together for next weekend because that's time with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, sadly, I had hoped to put together a little quick thing, and I don't think we're going to be able to. But I'm just really looking forward to seeing those little brown eyes again. I've missed his little face. Although it does throw me when I hear him on the phone and how much his voice has deepened.
Yeah, it's definitely changed.
Dang it.
In a couple months.
Y'all, dag nabbit. My baby. Makes me want to go call Jay. He's our youngin' now for a little while. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing LT later today. We haven't decorated the tree yet. We put it up. We put the lights on. But we're waiting until LT gets here to hang the decorations. So we're doing that tomorrow. Not tonight when he gets home, but we're doing that tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to having the finishing touches on the Christmas decorations in the house, because it just hasn't felt like Christmas, y'all. With M not living here and LT not living here, it's just kind of like, when's Christmas starting? Apparently 3 days before Christmas. And part of that is it's been really busy around here. We didn't do a lot of podcasting lately. November was NaNoWriMo month, mm-hmm. and Chooch and I both decided kind of sort of at the last minute to go ahead and do NaNo. I kind of talked him into it, actually. He wasn't going to at all.
He was going to skip this
year. He was going to skip it, but he has this story idea that we were talking about on the way to Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. Or around Dragon Con, you told me about this story idea that you had, and I just think it's a fantastic idea. And I'm really excited for him to write this story. So I was like, come on, do it. He's actually got two really great ones. One of them is more serialized, and one of them is more of a novel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One will be like a audio. I don't want to say audio drama, but it's kind of like a sitcom.
Yeah. 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 It's the one that had Patrick McLean close his laptop and turn around and laugh. The other one, which is a fantastic idea, but the other one's the one I really want you to really get to writing on.
Which is a bit over halfway done.
Yeah.
I didn't win NaNo.
No.
But I got way further than I did last year.
Mm-hmm. Much further. Last year, with 2008, I think I wrote 6,000 something words. How much did you write for 2008?
Like 4,500. Yeah. Maybe close to 5,000.
And this year you wrote how 20, much?
22,000, 24,000.
And on your first draft, you've written probably half your story?
Yeah, I think it's a little over halfway done.
Mm-hmm. And I actually wrote, I also did NaNo because I was like, well, if you do it, I'll do it too. I ended up winning NaNo.
Yeah.
So
you rocked it.
I rocked it, but that wasn't because I thought I would. Or because I had a particularly great process or anything. It was just a bunch of different circumstances. And it was actually based on a bio that Chooch wrote for me mm-hmm. when we were playing City of Heroes with a regular gaming group called the Six Paragons, which was our friends Will and Leslie, and our friends Rich and Laura. We would meet twice a week and play. My regular character there was Divine Illumination, and she was an mm-hmm. eye sympathy controller. Mm-hmm. And you had written a bio for her, and I loved it. I cried. And I took that bio, and I wrote a novel
mm-hmm.
based on it. And I had written this whole big story arc, trying to make it this whole big, complete story. And at about 30,000 words, I realized I'm not going to be able to write this entire story arc. And I don't know that I have it in me to write really far beyond the 50,000. Mm. So I kind of curtailed the story arc. I left a lot of threads hanging. Mm. And I ended up writing what was really the story arc that I had intended when I first started.
Okay.
And curtailed the bigger picture. You know what I mean? The thing that would appeal to the masses, mm-hmm. I dropped. And I just wrote what appealed to me. And I finished it. I wrote the 50K, which is the goal of NaNoWriMo.
Right.
50,000 words in the month of November. That's the only goal, is to write 50,000 words. You don't have to finish the story. And I realized that I wasn't happy with that. I wanted to finish the story. So I wrote the ending. That I finished what I considered to be, and I didn't do like chapter one. I mean, I started out doing this chapter, and then I just mm-hmm. wrote, and I ignored chapters. And I wrote to the end, and then I wrote what I consider the epilogue. And that ended up being, I want to say like 53,000, 54,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that was before the end of the month, the timer, midnight on November 30th. So I wrote the complete novel. Rough draft, first draft only in NaNo. So now I feel like I won Nano. I didn't feel like I won it just writing the 50K. I feel like I won it by writing the complete story arc that I wanted, not the one that I felt like this is what others would consider a novel rather than what I considered a novel. So, but I wouldn't have been able to do it without your support and without your story idea, because that story, and I'm not going to podcast it, I'm not going to publish it, I'm not going to go look for a book deal or anything like that. It was something that was really personal, cathartic for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was related to stuff that went on in my life. And it, I mean, the words just, I didn't even think them. I just wrote them.
I still get to read it?
After I polish it. I do want to take a pass because, like I said, I have these huge starter threads.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah, of course.
Well, not of course. I don't think it's an of course. It's 54,000 words of crap. Of my raw blah. I said cathartic. I didn't say good. So I don't think it's an of course.
Well, yes. Then yes, I would like to read it.
I would like to read it. And then I think I would like you to read it. Let me read it and see if it's too oozy and raw.
Mm.
If it's not oozy and raw, I think you'll still love me afterwards, then yes. If I think you'll turn your head and blech, then no. But I don't think it reveals anything about me that you don't already know. I think you've already seen my warts and my blech. I love you, baby.
For Agent Cyrus, the world's first cyborg, the mission should have been simple.
You deploy, secure the hotel, take him into custody, and extract.
But when a routine snatch and grab goes wrong...
Confirmed. Hostile jumped 9 stories and is fleeing. Do not engage Hostile. I repeat, do not engage.
Cyrus finds herself at the center of a conspiracy that threatens the very foundation of her existence.
Your critical biological systems are dependent on the implants. If they die, either from the virus or your own immune system rejecting them...
My biological systems won't be able to function.
Now, with time running against her, Cyrus finds herself in the crosshairs of a conspiracy set to destroy her.
You think that because you have his name, you've cracked this case? You haven't scratched the surface. Even if you dig, you won't live long enough to see it through. You have no idea where this goes.
Cybrosis, the debut podcast novel by P.C. Herring. Coming to you on 010110 from www.cybrosisnovel.com.
This is Myrrh Lafferty from Playing for Keeps, The Takeover, The Heaven Series, and a whole bunch of other crap you can find at Myrrhverse.com. And you're listening to Into the Blender with Chooch and Viv, some of my favorite people.
I think we were really brutally honest with each other when we were dating.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that there's much about me that you discovered after we got married.
Yeah.
I think there's probably dimensions and depths of blah that you didn't know were there, but I think you knew of all my demons. You just maybe didn't know how bad they were.
Well, I think that's one, I don't know how many there are, but that's one benefit of coming into a second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I think we both were very clear on what we needed as people.
Yeah.
And what we were looking for in somebody else.
At least as far as we understood it.
And, well, yeah. And we made a point early on to say, you know, put everything out on the table. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason to mess around and play around. And
yeah. Yeah.
And I think we were both kind of bit.
Yeah. A little bit.
About not knowing some things up front. And
yeah.
I think that's was a huge help for us.
Yeah.
And that once we laid that stuff out there, that we were still happy and interested in each other.
I love you, baby.
I love you, baby.
Shmoopy. Sorry, guys.
But yeah, I think that honesty and laying that out is important.
Totally. It's been crucial for us. Totally crucial. Because then every once in a while, because we fight, you know, God knows we fight. And every once in a while, I'll be in it and I'll look at him and I'll be like, you knew this about me. You can't say you didn't know. You knew. You just didn't know how bad. So, you know, we knew we were in it for life, man.
Yeah.
You know, I love my baby. Well, and that's, if you follow us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Facebook, or I don't know how much you've been putting in Facebook. I haven't really been putting much. I've
fallen out of it again.
Yeah. Well, the thing, and then I've said this before, and for me, Facebook, you know, everybody pretty much has their Facebook set up to spit out what their Twitter feed says. Very few people now.
Which I do also, but that's because
I've noticed.
Right. But I have a lot of friends who don't do Twitter. So,
yeah.
And I'm not going to go put them in both.
Well, so. You know, for somebody that follows people in both places, it's hard to go through to see the duplicate things. And it's the people, to me, I appreciate the people that are discerning between what they put in Facebook. They don't put everything that's in Twitter into their Facebook feed because then I'm reading the same information.
Right.
That gets really old to me sometimes. And I feel like, why am I following them in both places? Mm-hmm. You know, because I do try to keep up with people in both places. But anyways, I feel like I'm kind of talking a lot during this episode, but I've been kind of a shut-in for the last 2 months. So damn it, I'm taking this opportunity. So if you follow us on Twitter, I've been having some health problems. We don't really know what they are yet. If you don't follow us, here's the quick-ish rundown. End of October, I started having some health problems. We first thought it was kind of like a flu thing because that's what was going around at the time, H1N1 and the seasonal flu. Everybody was talking about that. And so I had some symptoms. We chalked it up to that. Wasn't feeling better. Went to the doctor. Realized it was leaning more towards dizziness and headaches and fatigue. Started running tests. Felt a little better beginning of November. Went back to work. Basically, the rundown is since the end of October, I've only been able to work, drive. Well, I've only been to work 4 days in 2 months. I work about an hour and a half commute away. Been able to drive maybe 4 times besides that, where I haven't been either too dizzy. And I mean, we're not talking, oh, I'm a little lightheaded. We're talking extreme vertigo to where Chooch has to hold my hand, help me, you know, walk around the house. The vertigo, it's like roller coaster vertigo, nausea inducing. I have migraines, you know, the light sensitivity. It's really bad stuff. I mean, people obviously have it worse than me. I'm not trying to say they don't, but it's pretty debilitating. I can't drive. I can't go to work. I can't take myself to doctor's appointments. They've been running lots of tests, blood work, MRI, CT scans. They've ruled out a lot of scary stuff. They just don't know what's causing it. So more tests coming. We don't know what it is. It's very interesting, some of the things that they're doing. The tests are getting... We've gotten away from the run-of-the-mill blood test.
Right.
The boring old MRI. To basically the laser shows and taking video of my retinas. And it's... Are you going to post that video? I don't see any reason not to. I mean, does it have my like real name or anything on it? Let's look at it and see.
Because
I think
it's with the camera phone, so it's so small you wouldn't be able to read it anyway.
I think it's pretty cool looking.
That was pretty weird.
Yeah, from what I could see on the camera phone, the video, because there was this one where they put like this head. Think of like a football helmet with a camera mounted on it, pointed at my retina.
Yeah, and then like a virtual reality helmet.
Yeah, and then they did all this stuff. I had to like watch this object moving in front of me, and then they flipped me backwards, and then they blew air in my eardrums and did all this stuff. And the whole time they were recording how my retinal reactions, and it was just like weird stuff. And I'm doing a sleep study tonight, which really stinks on ice because LT's flying home today. Yeah. And I'm not even sure if I'm going to get to see him before I have to go to the hospital. So I may not see LT until tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because as long
probably
as he lands...
Probably more like tomorrow nooning, because he's going to be up all night.
I am waking him up. I do not care. I am waking him up, at least to make him give me a hug. I don't care. I'm going to pull those eyes open so I can see the brown cuteness of his eyes. And then they can snap shut and go back to sleep. That's fine. But I will see those brown eyes, because they're the only brown eyes in the house besides mine.
Right. Although he could still be up.
He could still be up. I'm kind of counting on that, because you're picking me up at like 6:30.
Yeah.
So he either needs to stay up until at least 8, or he needs to go to bed by 9. Ha ha ha. With his cousins here. Yeah, right. He's going to be up, I'm sure.
He'll probably still be up. Yeah.
So, and then I go for a tilt table test, and then... a VEP, which is basically, from what I can tell, it appears to be like an EEG.
Do the electrodes on the brain.
It's like an EEG with visual stimulation, yeah.
Oh, I got to take video of that one.
If they let you, they wouldn't let... It was kind of funny because one of the tests they did, they put electrodes on my head and on my ears, and then they put headphones on me and recorded my brainwaves. Guys, I have brainwaves. I have proof and an MRI, but I have proof I have a brain. I told my brother yesterday, I said, I have proof that I have a brain. Do you? I don't think so. I win. So, but yeah, they're scaring it. They're ruling out the scary stuff. A lot of really, some of the things they told us that they ruled out. And I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't want that one. No. Can I just have migraines? Let's stick with migraines. Oh, and that's the thing. They've got me on migraine medication. So,
yeah.
So far it's not helping. I'm holding out that it's just the wrong migraine medication.
That's the frustrating thing is, okay, they, you know, took out the C word and they took out this and they, you know, they're narrowing, weeding out all the super, super scaries, but we still don't have a goal.
Yeah. My goal is migraines. Clearly there's something. This has been going on for 2 months. This is clearly more than just...
It's not normal to be dizzy all the time.
No. And it's not... They've ruled out, I mean, they ruled Meniere's out almost immediately because it's been lasting almost, almost constantly for 2 months.
Yeah.
Where I either have constant dizziness or migraines or one of those has been persistent. So that was the one we were holding out for initially and it's gone. That dream has left us. So now I'm just hoping for migraines, which it still seems to me kind of like, I don't know. That's the one I'm hoping for. So it'll be okay, kittens. Mama's gonna be fine. So I mean, there's still, you know, there's still a lot to test for.
Oh yeah,
so there's a lot that could still be wrong with me. The pisser is, and this is, I think, this is vanity. This is, I just turned 40. This is, I've been training for a 5K on Thanksgiving. I was gonna, y'all, I had been training so hard for this. I was gonna run the entire 5K. I was on track to run from beginning to end the entire 5K, and I couldn't even go and try to walk it because I can't walk to the mailbox and back without having to stop and rest. So there goes my vanity. I've been training for a long time and I have gained probably, I'm afraid to get on the scales now because I was up 10 pounds. I was up 15. But I think that because they had me on steroids and they had me on a bunch of crazy stuff initially, things have adjusted. I'm back down to, I was down to 10, but now I don't know what I'm at. I can't exercise because it brings on really severe vertigo and nausea. And it takes me a day or two to recover, even just doing the core stretches, the back stretches. So my back's bothering me again. I can't do any exercise right now. So I'm gaining weight. I can't exercise. I'm in terrible shape. And I was... 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, in the best shape of my life.
Yeah.
So 40 was peak and it immediately went downhill.
Yeah. But
you know, but it'll be okay.
I'll figure it out and then you'll be back.
That's the thing is I talked to my trainer last week and she said, we will regain the ground that you lost and we'll get to where you were intending to go. Don't even sweat it. So we'll find out what it is and then I'll be back on the path. I'll be running again. It'll be awesome. Yep. It'll be great. And I did want to ask if anybody wanted to call in with their New Year's resolutions. I'm still trying to figure what mine are. I finally checked one off the list that I had in 2008, which was to write a novel. Yay. So I'm a little behind. The other two that I had on my 2008 list was to paint a picture on canvas,
mm-hmm.
and to completely finish, crochet and finish, or knit. I might knit this time, a blanket.
Mm.
I might do one of those. What about you?
Well, you've totally got time for the painting.
Yeah. Yeah. Since I can't go to work.
I didn't look at the list of my past ones, but I don't think I made much headway on any. You know, I know that one was to write more.
Mm-hmm.
And which, I guess technically I have.
Yeah.
But nowhere near as much as I intended.
Yeah.
I mean, I did write a couple songs. I think I wrote and finished one short story, and then obviously, halfway through with the novel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely been more, but nowhere near where I want to be. And,
yeah.
You know, in the past, I think that my resolutions have always been those specific things, you know, exercise more, lose weight or whatever. And I think this year, I'm just going to have one, which is just going to be to instill better habits.
Mm, I like that.
Although I guess we'll probably... Are we going to wait to actually do resolutions for the next show?
I think right now we're just kind of talking. I mean, I haven't said any, like, set in stone. I'm just kind of thinking about them. Yeah. We're just chatting,
that's what
I think.
I'm leaning towards.
Yeah.
But I'll have to look up what my one. But see, I don't think I really accomplished anything. I don't feel like I've accomplished anything.
Well, it took me a year to do it. It's 2009 and I just accomplished one from 2008. So don't sweat it, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't do just like instill better. I have mm-hmm. to have like a set goal because.
Yeah. Although I think my big problem is, you know, first of the year, okay, I'm going to make this resolution. And then I never go back and look at what it was. So I just go on with my life.
Well, that's where I think like those, remember, I printed off those pictures of what I would look like at a lower weight. And I've got those. I did that in 2008 and I still mm-hmm. have those in those same places.
Yep.
And a lot of the times they're just background noise. I don't even notice them.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll stop and I'll really look at them and it's like, no, I'm going to put this down. I'm not really that hungry right now.
Right.
So take something, print them off, remind as little reminders of yourself to yourself. That's how you do it.
Perhaps actually put it into the to-do list. So every time you bring up your calendar, it's in, there on the side is one of your to-do.
Mm-hmm. It pops up there.
Yeah.
Have it do a little pop-up, like a little combat dude springing in your face with a gun pointed at you. Come on, dude, do it, pull the trigger.
Because, I know you know I'm a big
procrastinator.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, you are.
Person, so. Yeah. I expout it.
Yeah.
And never think about it again.
Yeah, and it's not like you say, I refuse to do that. You literally don't think of it again.
Yeah.
So you have to, when you come up, I think for you, the best thing to do is when you have the thought and you make the resolution, you have to figure out, now how I'm going to trick myself into remembering this.
Yeah.
How am I going to hack my brain on this?
Yeah.
You know, so got to think of that at the same time. So if anybody wants to call in, if you want, obviously it's only if you want to, I'm curious to see if anybody has any thoughts on that.
The kitten gets it.
Great. Now we got to go get a kitten and herd it. No,
not if they behave.
Oh God. You're so twisted. I love you, baby, but you're so twisted. So I think, I think we better go so I can start nagging Chutes to get ready to go to the airport because it's getting late and I'm starting to twitch. Y'all, he's looking at me with such love in his eyes.
Well, we've been snowed in and I haven't been commuting, so I do have a lot of podcasts to catch up on.
There you go. So you might as well get... You might as well leave right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get in the car, start listening.
That's right. Get caught up. Well, best wishes to everybody, regardless of what you celebrate this holiday season, whether it's Yule, whether it's Christmas, whether it's Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. Hopefully you're getting to spend it with people that you love, and hopefully you're not buried under 3 feet of snow like yeah. some of us.
Right. So if you did want to call in with a New Year's resolution, you can give us a call at 413-669-4720, or you could write to intotheblender@gmail.com. And we would love to hear, read, share.
Yeah. Either your resolutions or reasons why you refuse to make resolutions. Yeah. We know there are many. We've heard quite a few and we've made those statements ourselves. But yeah. we're trying to be goal-oriented people these days. And what the heck? Probably won't do any of them. Although in 2009, you know, my goals were to twirl more, which I did. And ironically, I'm actually spinning.
Ooh, you better
no,
be careful.
No. My goal was to twirl more. Uh-huh. I didn't jinx myself. I didn't say spin more. I said twirl, which I did. I went That's out at least semantics, twice. Dear. Shush. Twirling is when you go outside, when you physically yourself spin. I put a lot of thought into this when I saw my thing in Facebook and I said, oh, I did this to myself. No, twirling is the physical act of taking yourself around in circles, which okay. I have done in the rain at least twice this year.
Uh-huh.
And also to push away negativity
yes.
and be more positive, which I have done not 100% successfully.
No, that's, yeah, you've. Definitely.
But I have tried very hard.
Mm-hmm.
I have failed miserably in some places, but I am getting better at cutting off negativity from yes. reaching me. It's very hard, and I don't do it very well, but I think I'm getting better at it.
Much, much stronger this year.
I'm trying.
Good.
So, yay. But yeah, call us, write us, email us, whatever you want. And this did not... This wasn't intended to be a maudlin cast. I'm fine. I'm really fine.
They never intend to be.
No, they don't. And I'm fine. I'm not like on my deathbed or yeah. anything like that. We laugh yeah. like crazy. We play our video games and all that kind of stuff. It's just a little stressful right now.
Yeah.
That's all. We're fine. We got our house. We're, you know, we're good. My boss is really being fantastically supportive yeah. and understanding.
So is mine.
Yeah. Yeah. He's having to take off work to take me to doctor's appointments. And, you know, my dad would probably take me to doctor's appointments as well if you were unable to. But so far, it's been really great having Chu to take me to make sure that I remember everything. I keep track of everything. So we're really blessed to have each other and me especially to have him help me through this. So I'm fine. We are good. Have a wonderful holiday. Snuggle up with your loved ones and have fun.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
And if you did want to... That was for the Martians. The Martian listeners. They're celebrating Red Planeticus. Something, I don't know.